Sometimes when you talk about bass fishing, you think about everything that happens in front of the camera, but it's the back room sometimes that really where all the work occurs, you know, whether it's a tournament organization running the tournaments or, you know, just the people that are involved. But with me today is Tammy Cox, and Tammy is with Berkley. And I got to tell you, Tammy, you've got the hardest job in the business, trying to keep anglers happy, get them the products they need. It's got to be a full-time job. I mean, even when you're not at a tournament.
It is a full-time job. I'm currently managing 60 different anglers with all different needs, with multiple tournaments and multiple species. It keeps me busy.
Well, there's no question about it. I know just in bass fishing by itself, I can't imagine, you know, the bass fishermen are a pretty finicky bunch. And you've got the FLW side. Scott Dubiel has the bass side. And you basically are kind of concierge, I guess is the best term for it. And you take care of these anglers, making sure they have the products that they need, showcasing the Berkley brand. But there's a lot more to it, isn't there?
Yes, there definitely is, Terry. Some of the key things that we do with the pros is not only just taking care of their needs. We work with them hand-in-hand with product innovation and getting real-time feedback on the products and what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong. You know, back to the product development team at Spirit Lake, that's very important. It also allows us to do surveying with the anglers on, you know, what they need that we don't have. Many different things as far as just making sure we're promoting them as a way that they're supporting us. And many things.
Well, you take a tractor trailer, I'm just kidding, you take a big pickup truck full of stuff to every event and make sure that these guys have the colors and that kind of stuff, and I'm sure you have some research, knowing Berkley, you have research behind that, so you kind of know what bodies of water have what colors, but how do you carry the right stuff?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of research and working hard to build a database on each lake and the water, and now that changes on us from year to year, but we try to stay on top of it, working with some of our ambassadors that may live in those local areas, to make sure that I'm taking the right things. You know, on the FLW tour, you know, they have a no information rule, so I have to be very trustworthy and abiding by that. And I do that as well as I can and get the right colors out there for them, because we certainly do activate registration. So every angler, not just Berkley anglers, that comes through registration gets a product put in their hand when they come through registration. So we do try to make sure it is the right one.
Well, and as a, you know, as a person that's responsible for a multitude of anglers, you know, we always think about the Berkley pros being Jay Yellis and Larry Nixon and those guys, but in reality, there's a whole pile of guys that you have to take care of and make sure that they're taken care of while they're out on the tour.
I do, as a matter of fact. We've actually increased our participation with anglers on the FLW tour by about 40% over the past 2 years, and that's another part of our job is to look at angler recruitment. We are out there watching the young guns and seeing how they're performing and how they're presenting themselves on the water as well as off camera. And so that's a key factor, so that we keep the field fresh with the seasoned legends as well as the up-and-comers.
All right, I'm a new guy. You haven't got me yet, all right? Let's go through this real quick. I'm a new guy. I've walked on off the stage. You know, I have a nice bag of fish, and, you know, it's probably important that they caught something, I would think. But then what else are some of the things you look for?
Well, I certainly look toward ethics and how they present themselves on and off the camera and on and off the fishing fields. I also look for something that is, you know, a winning attitude, someone that's willing to persevere in a year where they're not necessarily fishing well. I look for someone that's going to, you know, work with children, present themselves well there, be teachers, be just good stewards of the industry as a whole. Berkley has a great passion for this sport. And we certainly look for anglers that have a great passion for it as well. And, you know, we look for many different things. It's not always just about being number one on the podium. It's about being number one in the eye of a little kid that's maybe sick or never been fishing before. So you want to get them started off on the right foot. Those things are important.
I know you are very, very proud of your association with FLW and the work that goes on there. And sometimes, you know, as we cover the sport of bass fishing, we do our due diligence to make sure that we are equitable on both tours, both FLW and bass. But you've got a very strong foothold in the FLW tour and are pretty proud of what goes on over there.
Oh, definitely. The FLW team, all of their staff, it's wonderful. I love working with them. I've had the great pleasure working with them since I've been with Pure Fishing. And I have been there 5 years and just couldn't ask to work for a better bunch of people. They're certainly upstanding and do well by their anglers and the sport. They work hard on conservation, as Berkley does. And as a matter of fact, that's something we've actually partnered with them on this year. We're doing a pilot program of recycling line, and they're partnering with us to calculate how many miles of line we recycle through with the professionals as well as the co-anglers on all tours.
Well, let's talk about the differences in the pros. I know you don't have a lot of experience on the bass side, been to a few events, but You know, talk about that pro angler on the FLW side. I think sometimes it's, you know, it's missed that they are names now, and they're starting to become even bigger names. And, you know, part of your job is to make sure that they get that publicity, I would think.
Absolutely. Glenn Brown would be a good example of that. I mean, Glenn Brown is just a really solid angler. He fishes directly for me on our team. You know, the format is a little bit different with FLW. You'll have your sponsorship team as well as other anglers across all teams that you sponsor. But Glenn Brown has just been phenomenal this year and just really solid, a name that, you know, some may not have heard a lot of, but certainly someone to watch, as well as J.R. Bennett, Chad Morgan Taylor. You know, he's fished both sides before. I think you've done some recent interviews with him. I'm hoping to do some more business with him in the future.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You keep talking about some of these names that I get to deal with all the time. Glenn Brown, of course, from Ocala, Florida, and has, you know, had a big reputation down there, but now it's taken it to the national scene. And you talk about Chad and some of the other people, J.R. Bennett, of course, you know, that part of the Bennett duo. You know, his brother also fishes, and a very, very good bunch of anglers. But do you feel like that FLW kind of gets slighted in the media, or do you think they're getting their fair just desserts?
Well, I would like to see them get more coverage. I really do. They're a solid tour. They're very committed to it. They work really hard when they go into a town to, like I said, honor all the conservation, work hard with all the people. They bring a lot of money into these cities. So I'd really like to see, you know, some more coverage of that tour. It's really a great tour, and there really are some strong anglers. And, you know, they're up against a 200, you know, angler field. That's a lot more anglers. It's certainly different, as you've heard in other interviews with anglers, and they really are a set of good anglers. So I really would like to see in the future more coverage of them.
Well, I know, you know, before we set this interview up, one of the things when I talked to some of your counterparts, they said, this lady will go out and get them. She works hard at doing what she does, and one of the things she's very, very proud of, this FLW tour, and the anglers that are associated with it, you know, they become family, don't they?
They certainly do. I've built a lot of great relationships with them. They are like family to me. I'm there in their face sometimes every tournament going, you know, do you need anything? What do you need? How can I help you? I mean, that's really what we are there to do. We are the equivalent of service trader, Scott and I are. And we're not out there just managing the pros and angler recruitment. We're there to service them. These anglers have a passion for this business. And with, you know, right now we are currently 20 anglers in the top 50 are Berkeley pros. That's 40% of the field. They deserve commitment from a company that's out there to support them, and that's what I'm there to do.
Well, you get a bonus, don't you, for every one of them that finish in the top 20?
Hey, can you pass that on to my executive?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I'll get a conversation with Tom and let him know that, hey, I think she needs a promotion because she's got, you know, these anglers are in the top 20, and that ought to be something. Then you can challenge Scott on the other side of the fence to try to get him to do the same thing. What do you think?
I think we should do it. I think that would be awesome.
Well, what are some of the other duties? I mean, you know, do you do laundry, windows? What else do you do?
Well, some of the key things that I do is to activate the grassroots side of this from the consumer side. We do have a large fun zone area for families. The FLW is very family focused, and there are many, many children at these events as well as adults and avid anglers. And we in our area have a 40-foot, 4,000-gallon bass tank where we do, you know, the bass tank demonstrations. And I've got to make sure that that team's got what they need and that we're demonstrating the right product that's, you know, for sale in those cities that we go in. So there's a lot of coordination goes on that side as well.
Well, we definitely applaud what you do in the fun zones. I know you have a lot of partnerships with other companies there, and you know, we applaud it. I think that's something that Berkeley, number one, should take a lot of pride in, the fact that they are getting things done that way. Conservation has been a critical part of what Berkeley does, and having people like you out on the road that really care about it just as much, it makes it so it's just not a place in Spirit Lake, Iowa. It's a place that travels all over the country.
Well, thank you, Terry. Berkeley really does have a passion and support for this industry, both with the anglers and the products, and making sure the consumers have got what they need in the right areas of the United States. We have a dedicated sales force, which we're really proud of. One of the nice things about being out there, you know, we're trying to offer total solutions to the anglers, and I think we have the equipment and product to do that. And the anglers are working hard to provide us back with total solutions in representation of those products, and we just couldn't be more proud of all of them.
Well, I got to tell you, Tammy, I just got a big box of goodies from Berkeley, and I'm, you know, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm breaking into the thing and trying to find out what baits that look good to me and where we're at. And Mark Sexton there, you know, of course, he and I get to talk quite a bit about it. But it's the work you do in the field that really make this thing come together. That's the ones that get the winning baits put together.
Absolutely. The product innovation side of this, you know, really is key. And one example of that is the new Trilene fluorocarbon that we've just launched. We've been testing that with the anglers since early January and tweaking it, you know, getting the feedback immediately, you know, real-time feedback as quick as possible. Sometimes literally during the middle of a tournament, I'm on the phone trying to get a hold of Eric Nagg or Scott, you know, DeBuehl, asking, you know, what kind of feedback are you getting, and see if it complies with what I'm getting, and then we feed that back to all the scientists at Spirit Lake.
Well, Tammy, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Some inside scoop, you know, about what goes on behind the scenes, and I appreciate you being with us.
Well, thank you very much, Terry. It's been a pleasure, and I hope we get to do it again.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.